Oh, 11:54 here on a Friday. Stay cool. Get some popsicles. A little kiddie pool. Sit in the breeze. It's hot. God. Just got to make it through these 2 weeks, guys and gals.
Oh, man.
Got to get through this one. It's going to be rainy and 80 something on Sunday. It's going to be nice all early next week. Hotter than balls on Friday and Saturday again. Just got to survive. We just got to survive. That's all we got to do. Then it'll break and it'll be over. Quick follow-up here on the list. Andy sends in on the J-Tech Construction Zone Twitter feed. His number one is Frost, 2 Fitz, 3 Brom, 4 Ferentz, 5 Christ, 6 Fleck, and then, 6 Fleck, yeah, 7 Lovey. I'm very close to that one, Andy. I just got a couple guys switched. I got Fleck and Brom switched. And that's a bias. It's a bias poll. So put your head coach first. We'll figure out who you like, and we'll go from there. Head to the hotline here. We got a quick one here. We're going to talk to Kurt. Kurt, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, Bruce?
Just living the dream, bud. How you?
Good. Hey, is there a correlation? I mean, you played the game, and when you played, you had some pretty good quarterbacks on your team.
Uh-huh.
Is there a correlation with an elite quarterback and how well or how much better it makes your own defense? Because right now, you know, we could argue that we have either an elite or soon to be an elite quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Is how does that impact our defense and how much better they can be?
So this is actually, I like this, Kurt. Good question there, bud. I hope you have a great weekend, my man. Where we're at on this, right? This will tell you how many live reps you're seeing in practice. Okay. Adrian Martinez can help that defense out quite a bit. By just when they go lives, be that a goal line, be that a 7-on-7 set, like he's going to make the secondary better because they probably have more competition interaction where you're going to see that type of passing stuff. Sometimes you go 9-on-7 and you'll see those things happen. That's where he's going to pay the most dividend. That's why they're probably most confident in their secondary. Their secondary is like, we got this guy rifling balls all day at our defense. We're good. At practices we can't go to, but we heard from the players that it's going really good because that's illegal and we wouldn't be out of practice anyway because that's not just the way the rules go. So defensively, secondary linebacker is going to help a ton. Live rep helps more of your linemen and your linebackers in their, as Damon calls them, fits. I call them responsibilities. But in those fits, if you can see those kind of things, that would be. So yes, you are 100% correct. The most valuable asset to the defense, though, is the scout team quarterback. Like those scout team quarterbacks are getting in there and they're running reps hard. I've told the story here many a time about how our redshirt freshman year, we had a squad. We had a squad. And Rainmakers and Perella and D. White and all those guys would get so pissed off. But it was a blast. We had an absolute riot. So when you can make scout team fun, I'm sorry, I'm chuckling. They just got the error, the not top 10. And there's one poor left fielder that dropped like 4 balls. And I'm about to watch Ed Orgeron face plant. And I can't focus that much.
I saw this earlier.
But when your scout team starts to play really well, that's when it all kind of falls into line. When that QB of that thing runs that show and goes, that's what's up. 1 hour down here, folks. 2 to go. We're going to talk to Greg Smith from Hale Varsity. We return on Game Time.